Chooch, I think we're ready to start. So, chachitlatlma, tlahuyi, hayu atlpuchitlal, atluk. Today is July 17th, Friday. I have two main goals in today's lecture. One is to go over the East Barkly Sound versions of the prayers in Unit 12. The other is to introduce Unit 13, Eating Together. In both cases, I'll be using the East Barkly versions today. Yesterday, we started Unit 12 prayer, and we went through the Eharasit Nechatlit pronunciation of the words and of all five prayers. Today, I do not plan to go through the East Barkly sound pronunciations of the words themselves unless someone asks for a particular word. Instead, I'm just going to read the East Barkly sound versions of the prayers at my normal speed, and then I'll give people a chance to ask for repetition, clarification, or a more careful presentation of a particular prayer. We're looking at Unit 12 prayer, East Barkly sound version. Here's prayer one at my normal speaking speed.
Tlutukwa its nas. Saj in kiatla hi shilhupi. Tatil I. Ush ya minhi. Ya ayak yukas. Kleko me its atla. Chu.
Couple things I noticed just today about this is that in this prayer I use hi shil, which I think is a perfectly good word in East Barkly sound, but the more common word is ha chatil. I believe East Barkly speakers would more commonly say Sach in ki atha ha chatil hupi. Always help everyone. As for the word ya'ayak yukas, many of you are having trouble pronouncing this word, ya'ayak yukas, and I think we might find that this is only used in a few dialects. I know that this is used in West Barkly Sound and Central, but I have not had a chance yet to check it with every dialect. And there are many ways to say my relatives. So these are a couple of points that I expect to be improved in future versions of Prayer 1. Now here's Prayer 2.
Yathpi hatwes. Nach'a atu'in qaqin hoh taksheh. Hupi in hu I ptik yakukkin chu.
Prayer 3.
Wai ka shitlat nas. Tleko me itzatha anik tlutlap suk ha uk niwa. So wak suk katsi niwa ha umstup. Hustup. Tlutluku itz ha chu.
Prayer 4.
Sithak in mah suwa ha wel. Hupi kuksi ya. Aniknat sasuk anis wikkas wik shahi. Nashuk suk tapis. Taks chi kukopis tashi. Anik suwak suk nashmisnak chu.
I'll say that last one again, the last clause.
Anik suwak suk nashmisnak chu.
This morning, a couple of you asked me about the phrase nashmisnak. This is another one of the things that I'm not 100% certain about. In the central and northern regions, I hear ha'akmis a lot, used for power or ability. In Barkly Sound, the version of that word would be nushmis, corresponding to nashuk. Nashuk is the adjective to be strong. Nushmis would be the noun form of that, meaning strength or power. But so far, the only place I've heard that is in a particular prayer that's used at Hahopeyuk school. So I don't know how widespread the word nushmis is. But in prayer four, the way we're using it is, you are the one with the power.
Anik su'ak suk nushmisnak.
Here's prayer five.
Tubshi atma yathla pihatweth. Tlutlukwita its nas. Nach'a atu isim wa'ich atkos. Chu.
Those are the five prayers of Unit 12 in my pronunciation of the East Barkly Sound dialect. Please speak up if you have particular points or questions about the East Barkly Sound version of Unit 12.